couple of enormous days coming up in Wellington there in central New South Wales, the central west there, and they've got racing tomorrow. The big meeting is Sunday. You got the Wellington Cup, the Wellington Boot. The Wellington Boot's a $200,000 race. A huge day there on Sunday. And joining us now is the Chief Executive at the Wellington Race Club, Peter Barton. Peter, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, sell it to us. What's unique about this meeting this weekend at Wellington?
Well, I've been to a lot of race meetings. I've been to Melbourne Cup, Golden Slipper, Doncaster, Stradbroke, a fair few Doncaster, Stradbroke, Epsom, a lot of very big race meetings, going Cup, but the Wellington race meeting is completely unique. It's got a character of its own, and the racetrack being so close to the horses, you feel as if you're nearly on the back of one of the horses as they race down the hill and down past the grandstand. It also has a history of, I think we've been racing for 150 years or more. So it's a lot of, I suppose, old souls in the air around the racetrack. Mm. Yeah, so that's about it. But it's one thing I always I say to people, it's one thing you've got to do before you die is get to a Wellington Boot.
Yeah. I reckon you'll get plenty there, and it's always well supported, Pete. How many people can you fit into the track, and what are your numbers you're expecting?
I think we'll probably get to 2,500 people. 3,000 is probably our limit, just for the area, and you know we like everyone to be reasonably comfortable. But there's an enormous big old grandstand which seats a lot of people, and we also provide a lot of seating under our enormous old trees, which is lovely to sit under.
And I can only imagine what it does for the town, Peter. Is there any accommodation left?
No. Well, one or two places, but no, very rare to have any accommodation left at this stage. But Dubbo and Orange and Mudgee aren't that far away. So there's usually accommodation there, but even if you just come for the day and if you could organise a driver to get you home, it's well worth the effort.
Mm. How many races Pete, how many races on the day, mate? And you got good numbers this year?
Really good acceptance on both days. On the Friday, we've got full acceptances except for the Iron Horse, which is a 1,200-metre race, which is our feature race on the Friday. I mean, a 2,400-metre race, and so it's a little bit difficult to get the numbers for those long-distance races in the bush. So we've got 10 acceptances for that race, and all the others are at the limit. And the nominations are out for the Sunday race meeting, and we've got magnificent nominations. 19 nominations for the two-year-old Wellington Boot, which is exceptional for that race, and the Wellington Cup. It's a race where the winner's eligible for the big race in Sydney, the Big Dance, and so it's got very good nominations, a mix of city and provincial horses, and a good mix of country horses.
Now, Peter, Wellington, it's a track, isn't it, where local knowledge is absolutely crucial because of that hill up the back straight. I was there a few years ago talking to a local who was all over, and he said, you watch Greg Ryan, he'll stick close to the fence up the back straight and just come down the hill when the others, and often jockeys that come from, even some of the city jockeys come to town and they go wide up the back straight, they're in trouble.
You're very right there. It's a reasonably short straight, so the 400 metres starts about where the hill, the top of the hill. So it's a real, and it's a pretty relatively sharp turn. So some horses like it, and some horses don't. And that's the nature of it. But some jockeys are very good with it, and also some horses. But local knowledge is certainly paramount. And Greg Ryan, he was a master at it.
Well, Peter, I hope it's a great couple of days there, Friday and Sunday. Huge weekend for the town. Enjoy, and hopefully it all goes smoothly for you.
Thank you very much. We're just hoping that the weather gods are kind to us. Supposedly, some storms and rain around the next few days, but we're hoping that stays away for a couple of days. It'd be really good.
Thanks so much, Peter.
See you. Thank you.